As any parent out there knows, you have to make rules for your children in order to keep them safe, both physically and spiritually. For example, let's say that a parent makes a rule that only adults can use matches. Do parents do this because they are wet blankets and want to limit their children's pyromaniac fun? Well, maybe yes, a little bit, but not the main reason. We do this out of love to prevent them from being horribly burned or scarred for life, or worse. God's law is not a burden set upon us, but it is given to us as loving guardrails to keep us on course, to set us apart, and prevent us from straying too far from Him. Today's psalm reminds us that the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. His law gives wisdom. It leads to joyful hearts and allows us to see more clearly. With this idea in mind, let us turn towards today's readings. St. Ignatius of Loyola taught the use of holy imagination to prayerfully read scripture and then imagine yourself in one of the characters in the story. Maybe it's an apostle, a blind beggar, a person in the crowd trying to see Jesus. He asks us to engage all of our senses and imagine the sights, sounds, and smells and feelings as you enter into the scripture. This method helps to move our perspective from a bird's eye view to the ground level, walking with the living word, eye to eye. The goal of every prayer method is to encounter Jesus, to enter into conversation with Him. I think you may agree that today's gospel has a lot of sights, smells, sounds, and action to get your holy imagination going. To be honest, I was a little afraid to enter into this scene with angry Jesus. I quickly realized that Jesus' anger was not Him having a bad day from an oxen stepping on His foot, making Him mad, tipping tables, and wielding a whip of cords. No, in fact, Scripture reminds us over and over that Jesus' heart was centered on doing His Father's will. Jesus' words and deeds were thoughtful and intentional and flowed from His relationship with His Father in heaven, always righteous in anger or peace. The cleansing of the temple today is no different. Jesus is doing the Father's will because He knew them all. He knew the interior of the merchants' hearts, which led to exterior abuses, corruption in a sacred space. When He saw the situation, He took action. Jesus is a man of action. Action rooted and guided by His prayer and relationship with His Father. There may be another homily or why and when Jesus took these actions today, but that's for another day. Jesus wanted to get personal with me and you. In prayer, I was not just an innocent bystander watching this event unfold, but it was one in the temple that Jesus came to seek, to challenge, the one who needed His heart cleansed. Jesus wants our conversion, the cleansing of all of our hearts. This image is all throughout our Eucharistic liturgy today. It is in the interest antiphon from Ezekiel, which says, "I will pour clean water upon you and cleanse you from all your impurities." Again, the image appears shortly in the preface to the Eucharistic prayer, where Father will say, "Lift up your hearts," and you all respond, "We lift them up to the Lord." The prayer continues, describing Lent as a sacred time for the renewing and purifying of hearts. As my prayer led me, it was clear that Jesus was asking, "What areas do you need me to cleanse in your hearts?" Prayer, along with a good examination of conscience, rooted in the Ten Commandments, is a great help to identify our trouble areas. The first commandment stands out as the one God Himself dwells on the most. "I, the Lord, am your God. You shall not have other gods beside me." He prohibits carving and bowing down to idols of animals and putting them before himself. The mere fact that God takes extra time to elaborate and emphasize should tell us something. Pay attention. God's guardrail goes unheeded, and just 12 chapters later in Genesis, the golden calf jumps out of the flame and onto the scene. Our struggles with this commandment are just as real today as they were for Israel then. What are the idols in our lives that need to be thrown down so that God remains at the center? Is it busyness, work, money, sports, food and drink, pleasure, or merely just needing our own way? Join me this week and spend some time and ask the Lord to reveal to you where you need to be cleansed. We're halfway through Lent. If you've been able to keep your Lenten practices, good work. Stay strong. If you have fallen short, reach out and receive the helping hand that God wants to give you. It is never too late to start anew again. Have you taken advantage of the sacrament of confession yet this Lent? I encourage you to invite Jesus into the temple of your heart and do some early spring cleaning. But let us remember, as Father Carlson reminded us at the beginning of our time in the desert, that Lent is a season of God's love. God is our loving Father and lawgiver, a Father who so loved the world he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. Knowing our desperate need, Jesus established one holy and apostolic church, and through her sacraments, provides conduits of grace to help fortify us for the journey so that we may endure until the end.